right. Everybody happy? We ought to all be happy. We're saved. We really got something to be happy about. And if you're here lost, you really got something to be happy about. You didn't die today. Isn't that right? Amen. Yeah, I want to say thanks, and it would take a minute, not much. But I don't know about that awesome hot dog deal. I've been pondering that. Have you ever been to King Kong, Brother Lloyd? They've got a foot long. It's, I don't know if it's awesome, but it's pretty good. Not like God now. Don't know, Lord knows. Not like God. Amen. Gonna split hairs over a hot dog here. I tell you, perception, amen, is reality sometimes. Isn't it great? Look around. Isn't this a great crowd? I enjoyed the service this morning. Wasn't it a blessing? Big crowd here, too, I'm telling you. Yeah, every service has been great, hasn't it? There hadn't been a dud yet. Boy, oh boy. It's been a weak moment or two through the week, but no dud. Hallelujah. I really got a burden, you know, for finish the service up. You know, when you think of service, you come to that last night, and you know, if you've been working like these folks, is this not a working crowd around here? I'm telling you what's true. They've shoveled enough food to fill up. I mean, it's just went out. And I helped carry a lot of it out myself. I tried to count how many cheeseburgers I've ate today. Counting the two I'm going to eat tonight, it makes about 12. Made me the man I am today. Amen. I want to see the Lord move tonight, and I'll just preach a minute, a few minutes here. But you know, you get tired. You go this meeting is a little longer than some. What was it, 30 days? I can't remember how long has it been. I mean. But hadn't it been, I mean, the enthusiasm hasn't waned at all. I'm amazed. And y'all tough. And, you know, here the last night, you know, God looks at it different than we do. There's a soul in here tonight that may not have been here all week, and you may have. And, you know, maybe somebody here, and, you know, and we're just kind of wanting to slide into home plate here, and but not really. It's important tonight. It is very important, isn't it? Y'all believe it's important? This is eternal stuff, right? I mean, the preaching's been great. Been a wonderful day, and even in the youth, you call it youth? Yeah, youth deal, and they did great. I was pardon me, but I was in there. You know, if you heard somebody say, Brother Tabor, God, if I was you and you were me, I'd help you. That's me in there behind the door a while ago. I need God to help me here. But them preachers preached great. I caught myself just, you know, trying to get my last deal going, and you know, as a pastor. Y'all know I was a pastor? Would y'all call home and tell them that I'm a pastor? Just give them a good word in for me? Hallelujah. I tell you, you know, cell phones are a pain in the neck that we pay for. And never leave it home. Amen. I'm going to go to a book in the Bible. Everybody say, praise the Lord. I'm going to go to Philemon. And thank you for the offerings and all the great effort. Praise the Lord. Philemon, New Testament over for Hebrews over there. It's a little short book. And if you're in a hurry, you'll miss it. And then you'll wonder if it's even in there. But it is. Philemon. Amen. There's 25 verses here. It won't take me long if I use a minute each verse. I think the epistle of Paul to Philemon is an incredible letter. And I'm going to read some of it just to get you the attitude. Because I feel like the Lord dealt with me about the attitude of Philemon's letter. And of course, Paul is the writer of the letter, or the, what you call, somebody may have wrote it for him. And anyway, he when I get into this, man, Paul was a great guy, wasn't he? I mean, intelligent. I mean, and boy, he could do it. He could move. He could do it. Now, when I get reading this, I want you to listen to him. And I'll read a few words here. I'm not going to read it all, I don't think, enough to let you know what's going on. But he goes into this. Anybody ever study about how to write a letter and not, you know, you start out, you make a sandwich, they say. How many's ever read that? Start out with something pretty nice, you know, and then get down to business, and then close with a, you know, praise God, I love you, can't wait to see you, truly yours, and all that. How many knows what I'm talking about? Well, that's kind of what Paul did here. He had a real important message, and he starts out talking to this man named Philemon, who he knew personally. And he talks about someone else. Have you ever heard about somebody talking about someone else? Yeah. You ever lie? Paul, now notice this. Let me get to my text here, because I got a little thought I want to share with you. I mean, he's going to help me tonight. I'm going to get in a hurry. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. You know, in this situation, that was literal. He was in prison. And he wrote this letter from prison, and he writes to Philemon, his dearly beloved and fellow laborer. And then these other men here that will be harder to pronounce, I'll go on to verse 3. He said, grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God making mention of thee always in my prayer. Amen. Philemon, you're a wonderful guy, and I pray for you all the time. Wow. I mean, hey, how can you not listen to somebody that's praying for you all the time? He said, I pray for you all the time. Grace, I hear of thy love and faith, and thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Oh, he's setting him up. Oh, I hear how great you are and how you love everybody. Huh? Oh, I love this man, don't you? Now, if you've known Paul very long, you know, you're wondering, is he buttering me up to eat me or what? Yeah? But he says, I've heard how you love. Hey, listen, woo! I want to preach to you. I got to get to my message. Somebody say, help him get to his message, Lord. Hallelujah. But I like the way he comes in. Now look, I want to give these three people in this letter a position here, right here. Now, Philemon is going to be the church. Okay? And then Paul is going to be the intercessor. I'm going to let him represent Christ or God. And then, of course, Onesimus is the servant, the slave, the converted one. Amen. Or the backslider. Or the sinner. Are y'all still there? Have I lost you? It's in your Bible. You can read it later. Praise God. But here we got these three parties involved here. And now here is Paul, who has a little leverage. Amen. Woo! Somebody say amen. I want to get down here. Y'all are so sweet. Praise God. Amen. Paul has a little leverage on the church. Somebody say amen. Well, come on, I got a little sermon for you here. I said, Paul, representing the Lord, he has a little leverage on old Philemon. How many knows what that leverage is? Huh? He had what? He had won him for the Lord. Amen. He don't mention that to the very end, but he had won him to the Lord. He gets a letter. He sees the heading. It's from the Apostle Paul. It's from this man that prays for me. This man that prayed me through. Hallelujah. So he gets this letter. Amen. And he's moving in on him. And he says, you know, you love all these people. Amen. And he says, I hear of your love and your faith. Get to keep, remember these words, your love and your faith thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and to the all saints. Now, Philemon may have been like me and read that first few lines and said, if I got the wrong letter, he talked about me. That the communication of thy faith, I know I'm reading a lot here, may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ. You got a lot of good in you. Now, we have great joy and consolation in thy love because of the bowels of the heart of the saints are refreshed by thee, my brother. Wherefore, I knew it was coming. Though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet, are you still with me? How many still with me? Yet for love's sake, I rather beseech thee. Notice this. Being such a one as Paul the angel, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son, Onesimus. All right? You still with me? Oh, I need the Lord to help you. Lift your hands, ask God to help me do this right. It won't be long if you help. Pray God to help me do this. Now notice this. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past, hear me now, was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent, hear me now, of whom I have sent again, thou therefore receive him, that is, mine own heart, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered to me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind I would do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as were of necessity, but willingly. Or perhaps. Verse 15. For perhaps he, therefore, departed for a season, that thou should receive forever. I'm going to preach on his coming home. You hear me? I'm preaching on he's coming. Oh, man. I just want you to get prepared. I want you to get ready. I want to condition your mind. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to tell you how I feel. Are y'all out there? Amen. I want to tell Fairland Church they're coming home. You say, oh, I don't believe it. Oh, that's okay. You just wait. But here's what I want to tell you. Amen. Amen. He said, I want you. Now, there was a little problem here. Onesimus had been the servant of Philemon. A slave, if you want to call it that. Whether he was indentured or sold himself to bondage or what the circumstance, but he was a servant. Are you listening to me? And he left Philemon, which represents the church. He left the church, amen, and had stolen something from them. Amen. He owed. Well, I feel like preaching to you a little bit. Amen. He owed. Amen. You know, sister. Shirley mentioned today, and I won't go into all of it, amen, but she mentioned about paying your debts, amen. Amen. And how that, you know, Some folks would hold that against the church if somebody that associated didn't, you know, pay up. Amen. Are you still out there? I'm not going to punch you out. So say amen. Amen. But evidently, Onesimus had stolen something from Philemon, and then he left home. He left under bad circumstance. He left a bitter taste in Philemon's mouth. Are you listening to me? But now Paul, amen, a representative, amen, of Christ, amen, and the Holy Ghost, amen, and God the Father, amen, he begins to woo, amen, on Philemon. Are you listening to me? And he says, listen, I want to tell you what's going to happen. Amen, Onesimus, amen, and listen to this. Do you know how far, amen, Onesimus had gone? Amen. I looked it up today. He had gone from Colossae all the way to Rome. Are you listening to me? 1,200 miles away from home. There may be somebody in this house tonight that's gone farther than that. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody say amen. Amen. But they're coming home. Praise God. Amen. I wish somebody would say amen. You don't believe this yet. That's okay. I knew it'd be this way. I said, coming home. He's coming home, Philemon. And when he comes home, amen, he's coming home to you. He's going to come home to you, and he's no longer a servant. Amen, but a brother beloved. And I want you to get braced for it. And I want you to prepare for it. And I want you to have the right attitude. Amen, when he walks through the door. And he says, I know you will. Amen, and you'll do more than I'm asking. Amen, but I'm just informing you. I want you to do, amen, the best you can. When they walk back in. Hallelujah. Woo, you're not getting this yet. He's coming home. Well, I love home, don't you? I'm not preaching this because I'm homesick. Because there's a cure for that. About 900 miles. But I love home, don't you? Did I tell you something? There's a backslider in here, and there's a good chance there is. God's had you on my heart for months. You hear me? You know, you're sitting here thinking, and sometimes it's because of the attitude of the church that you can't come home. Now, I'm not blaming y'all. I'm just telling you what it is. If Onesimus had went back without this letter, it wouldn't have been good. Can you say amen? But Paul, through the Holy Ghost, conditioned him. I know you love me, and I know you love God's people, and I know he's done you wrong, and if he owes anything, put it on my account. He knew he didn't have an account. Amen. Paul didn't have an open account. Amen. With Philemon. He loved him like his own eyeball. Hallelujah. Amen. He knew when he put his name down. Amen. Onesimus' name down by Paul's. It would say, pay. I wish somebody would say amen. I feel like preaching to this church. Amen. Here tonight. They're coming home. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. I love home. I've heard that old saying, you can't go home again. But I'm here to preach opposite of that. There's no place like home. Isn't that right? Can you imagine that old prodigal son? I thought about him today, yesterday, and the day before. I think about him a lot. Amen. He looks a lot like me in a way. Amen. But I imagine that old prodigal. Anybody helping this preacher? I remember that old prodigal son. Amen. Thought he knew it all. Amen. He must have been a teenager. Lord Jesus, did I say that? Sorry, children. Ooh. He got all of his possessions, went home, never realized. And now I see him. I see him, Brother Ben. Hear me. I saw him this morning. I saw him yesterday. Amen. I see this old prodigal. He got to be in want. Amen. He had done played cards and gambled. Amen. And run the town and hooped and hollered and was out of money. I hope you can stay with me here for 10 minutes. Amen. And now there's a gnawing in his gut. Amen. Intestines for you. City slickers, hallelujah. Amen. It's a hunger pain. It's something foreign. He had never felt that before. Amen. But now he goes to sleep. Amen. That gnawing on him. That wasn't the only thing gnawing on him. I picture this, Brother Dennis, and I know I'm way out there somewhere. Amen. But I picture him. The last thing he remembered before he fell asleep was that pain in that stomach. He would almost eat the hog food. He laid down on a pile of stalks. Amen. In the shed of the old barn. Amen. And as he laid down, that was the last thing he remembered. You're in the night. Amen. He had a dream. Are you listening to me? Amen. And in that dream, he was in a white sheeted bed. Amen. And there was humming in the kitchen. Amen. And fresh bread baking. Are you listening to me? The birds were singing outside. Amen. And brother, something come over him. That's hunger pains. Amen. And he woke up again. And he realized he wasn't home. He was in a hog pen. Amen. But I'll tell you what happened to him. He came to himself and he said, I know where there's bread. And he got homesick. And the memory of home took him back up the road and back to Father's house. Can you imagine? Home is great. You think, backslider, you think you've been forgotten, don't you? You've been gone, but not forgotten. I remember talking to an old mountain boy man one time, George Cantrell was his name. George got to tell me one day, I never forgot this, it come back to my mind just now. George was in Vietnam. And you know, them mountain folks like they are here, families are pretty tight. Poor folks in the mountains. I was raised poor. I didn't know I was poor because everybody around me was poor. So I thought, you know, until I went to school with some of them high knob folks and realized that, I was poor. But old George had them little old four room houses with the lean to kitchen. Old oak slab porch, you know. How many visualize it? Holler called Clifton Fork. And George had told his mom he was supposed to come home on leave. He was in Vietnam, but he was supposed to come home before Christmas. You know how it goes. And he had to call her back. He hated to call her. And he called her back and said, Mom, I ain't going to get to come. I might make it to the States. But it ain't gonna work out. Paperwork, all of this. I'm not coming for Christmas, and I'm sorry. George Jr. Well, Brother Terry, I love this story. True story. Little George told me that when he did come home, things worked out. But he said, I'm not gonna call Mama. I'm just gonna surprise her. Y'all know where this is headed, don't you? Huh? Snow falling. Christmas Eve, I think it was. I just put that in to make it a little bit more nostalgic. If I can get anointed enough to turn it into the truth, we'll have revival here. But it is a true story. I want you to get it. You won't believe the end of this, Brother Lloyd. So he slips up Clifton Fork in the middle of the night. And he eases in on little snow on the porch. And he eases up on the porch. And a light comes on inside the house. And a voice says through the door, George Jr., is that you? You didn't get that, did you? Brother Terry, there's somebody here tonight that thinks if they come home, nobody will notice. But oh, we'll notice. We haven't forgotten. Woo, somebody say amen. 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 Dear Philemon. Ha! Yes, you hear me? Dear Philemon, he's coming home. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. Amen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a father? Amen. His oldest son is saying, Dad, what's the deal? Why have you left Junior's bedroom just like he left it? Why have you still got his robe hanging in the back closet? Amen. Why are you fattening that calf up out there? Amen, son. I just feel like your brother may be coming home. Oh, he ain't coming home. He's having too much fun. Oh, but one day a boy woke out of a sleep and he got homesick. And he said, I'll tell you, I'm going home. Amen. And a dad was walking in the yard and saying he might be coming home. And one of these amen days, there was a rendezvous, a repentant son and a forgiving father with a robe and a fatted calf. Are you listening to me? He's coming home. I know you miss him. How could you not? Oh, what do? You know, home to children, to a human, home is with God, not in heaven. You know, like an angel up there harping on something. I'm talking about friends of God, home with God. You remember when Jesus told the disciples, he asked them when folks turned, when the preaching got a little tight, they turned and walked away. And he seemed like I can feel something in Jesus when he watches them go out the door. Amen. And he says, and it almost sounds, Brother Dennis, a little melancholy. And he looks at his best friends. Amen. And he says, will you two go away? Are you going to leave me too? And Peter stepped up. Now you can say what you want to, but sometimes that old boy had it. And he walked up. Peter walked up and he quoted from me. He said, where in the world could we go? Are you listening to me? I like laying down at night with peace in me. Are you listening to me? I like hearing that word. Amen. I'll never leave you. I like that friendship. I like that support. I like the mercy I feel when I'm out on the highway. I don't want to leave him. Are you listening to me? I'd miss him too bad. I'd be too homesick. Are you listening to me preach? I want to tell you, Onesimus is coming home. Woo! Will you quote the word? From Jeremiah, that last part, that verse. Can you do it? All right. You can take your time. Give me 14 seconds. You ready? I'll let you. I want you to listen to it. Here.
Refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And then there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. Oh,
You hear that? You say you're giving us false hope. There ain't nothing false about the Word of God. Are you listening to me? Woo! Somebody say amen. Amen. You know what? You know what the man of God said? Amen to Philemon. Amen. This man's coming home. Your blood brother. Amen. Your servant. Amen. That stole and robbed and ran 1,200 miles away. He's coming home. Receive him like a brother. Come on now. Sister Shirley, the Lord gave me that verse one morning. You may have heard me preach it. I was laying in there trying to wrestle and toss. The Lord gave me that verse. I'm telling you, He spoke it to me. I got my Bible down. Somebody say praise the Lord. Brother Terry, I read it. If God ever tried, Brother Corey, to give you a promise and you argue with Him, I said, Lord, that's out of context. Me telling God that verse is out of context of the Bible He wrote before I was ever heard of. And I read it over and over and over. I've got lost children, you see. And you may say right here, Brother Dennis, you can jump in here and with our books, and we'll see. Amen. This is to Israel. Amen. The children were carried off into captivity. Amen. I know that. Amen. In Ramah, bitter weeping. Amen. That's where the mothers would gather at the port where they were shipping all of their sons and daughters into Babylon. And they were weeping. You could hear them crying. Amen. All over the country. They're weeping for their children. It was prophetic concerning, amen, the children killed in Jerusalem during the birth of Christ. Are you listening to me? Mothers crying for the little children. And I said, God, does this apply to me? I prayed through that morning, and God said, amen, every promise in the book belongs to the child of God. Amen, they're coming home. Hear me now. Amen, they're coming home. Can we pause? Hope you'll have mercy on me
tonight. The robe's still waiting on you. There's bread in the oven. We're gonna have a party.
The next night, amen. And I hadn't had communication with her. But the next night,
Fairland, amen. There's some children coming home. Amen. Strike up the band. Kill the fatted calf. Hey, come on now. They're coming home.
Boy, I'm not. Sister Shirley, Am I giving us false hope? Huh? No. It ain't false. Old George Jr. thought he was going to sneak in without Mama knowing it. You know what he told me? I said, well, how in the world did she know it was you? She said she could tell by my footsteps. She could tell which boy it was. God loves you. He's got you engraved. You're the apple of His eye. He still remembers the day, amen, His Son's blood washed over you the other time, and He's waiting to do it again. I wish somebody say, man, I'm almost done. I want to help somebody in there that's got away. Amen. I know you miss Him. I know you miss Him. I asked Brother Lloyd about this, and I'm going to hush with this. How many members of the story of the Templeton
Is that his name? Pimbleton man that was a preacher with Billy Graham and he backslid. Huh? I want to just read this to you. Then we're going to have an altar. I put this book in here. I'm not going to read you the whole story. Brother Lloyd had the book just laying right there for me to pick up. I don't know how that works. This man, Lee Strobel. Anybody ever read his book? Lee Strobel was a journalist, an investigative journalist. He got saved. And he wrote this book, A Case for the Faith. And so he felt compelled to go interview this man who had preached 10 years before Brother Graham ever met him. And they preached together. And he backslid. Hear me now. You know something? I'm going to read this and I'm going to tell you what I feel. And he asked him several questions. And he told him, amen, Brother Corey, why he didn't believe in God. How it was, just, you know, he reasoned this and reasoned that. How could a just God let all this happen? And they, he said, what about Jesus? Was he, well, he was a good man. He wasn't a very good preacher. He says that right in here. And so then he gets down to the, and he asks him again. He says, so he said to Mr. Templeton, who says he's an agnostic and atheist. And he asked him a little bit more about Jesus. He says, and so the world would do well to emulate Jesus, to imitate him, even though he didn't believe he was God. He said, oh, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. I've tried and tried as far as I can go to act as I have believed he would act. That doesn't mean I could read his mind, because one of the most fascinating things about him was he was often did the opposite thing that you'd expect. And abruptly, Mr. Templeton cut short his thoughts. And there was a pause. He says, but no, he said slowly, he's the most, he stopped and he started again. He said, well, in my view, he is the most important human being that ever existed. That's when Mr. Templeton's words was unexpected. And he said, well, if I must put it this way, and his voice broke, and he said, I really miss him. Tears flooded his eyes, and he turned his head and looked down, raised his hand and shielded his face, and his shoulders bobbed as he wept. What's going on here, he said. So he tried one more time in a gentle voice. Lee Strobel said, in what way do you miss him? And Mr. Templeton thought to compose himself. And he said, that's enough of that. I really miss him. Can I tell you something I feel in my soul? There's somebody right here. If you'd be honest, you'd say, I really miss him. Could I give you some good news? You might as well come home. You might as well come home. Well, the church won't. You know what the church will do. It'll do just like Philemon did. Amen. He'll honor this old man that converted him. We'll honor God and realize that there but for the grace of God we go. And we'll say, welcome home. Stand with me all over, pray. I'm coming home. That's where it is. You're not going to be happy out there. You can drink and drug. You can run around and go to the zenith of pleasure. And when it's done, you cut off the light and you'll miss home. Amen. Bow your heads with me in the piano, please. Lord. Oh, Lord. Come on. Church, are we ready for him? Will we receive him as a brother or sister?
For Christ's sake, for love's sake. Can we, for love's sake? Can we do it? We can treat them like it never happened. I think there's somebody here tonight. Won't you bow your heads? I just want to simply ask you, do you want to head home? Do you miss him? One backslider told me, he said, Brother Randy, don't ever think that your prayers don't have an effect and that we have just forgotten about the Lord. I think about him every day. I kind of miss the peace. I kind of miss the security. I kind of miss the companionship of the church, the friendly smile, the caring hearts. I miss it. You can come home. You can come home. Are you with me, church? How many church know somebody in this house that ought to come home? Anybody? Because I don't know what to expect. I'll tell you what to expect. You'll see a father that you haven't seen run in years come running down the lane. Come on. It could be that you've departed for a season that we can receive thee forever. Shout with you. Pray with you. Amen. Go to heaven together. Come on home. Come on home. Down the steps, up to the altar. I did it before. Come on home, do it again. God's waiting on you. The church is waiting on you.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Come on, friend.
Feeling in my soul.
Come on. Come on, church, lift your hands and pray. God will help somebody.
That's what I miss the most. That's what I miss the most.
I'm coming home. That's right.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
That's right. Somebody else come. Come home. Come on home to God.
With my heart,
you'll be glad you did. Be the best night's sleep you've had,
baby.
We've been waiting on you. You were gone, but not forgotten. Come on. Somebody else come. Hey, somebody else ought to come. Come on down. Down up the aisle. We're going to be glad to see you. We're glad to see you.
Feeling in my soul, with my heart.
Come on now.
That's what I mean.
Come on, church, lift your hands. Ask the Lord to help somebody else
tonight.
We appreciate these, but we want you to come too.
What I miss,
you really miss it.
The most. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Walk out of here tonight. Come back home. Come on. Come on. Come on.
My heart overflows.
Come on.
That's what I miss the most.
Come home to God.
Oh, yes.
Come home to God. Come on.
That's what I miss the most.
This is the whole duty of man, to fear God and keep his commandments.
Father, Son, and Lord.
wants you to come home to Him. He's waiting on you. The church is waiting on you. Come on.
That's what I miss.
You went to bed last night hunger. Hunger pains had you. The hunger for purity. The hunger for, amen, the glory of God. The hunger for peace. Amen. You had a dream last night. You smelled the bread from God's oven. But you woke up. Amen. And the husks were still there. But now you can come home. Just get out and come on home. Amen. There's bread in the Father's house. And He's waiting on you.
Church, you're going. You're with me, aren't you?
How's the man's with me here tonight?
Great God.
How many's with me here?
Father, Son, and
Holy. Oh, I don't know if my boy will ever come home. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe God. Come on. You're parted for a season. That it might be received forever. Come on, church. Raise your hand and worship the Lord with me here.
That's what
come on, friend. Come on down to the altar. Come on. That's right. Let the Lord lead you.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
You miss Him, don't you? Come on.
Feel it in my soul.
Come on now.
With my heart come on now. Overflows. That's what I miss the most.
You remember those Sunday school classes?
That's
you remember those trips? You remember them camp meetings? You were in the choir? You were at the altar? You remember them? Come on. That's right. Come on. That's right. Come on. Come on home. Make room right here. Come on, children.
That's what I
come on home. God's waiting on you. That's right. Come on now. Come on, church. Time to celebrate. Time to celebrate.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
I believe I'll go home. That's a good idea. I believe I'll go home. That's a
my heart overflows. That's what I mean.
Praise the Lord. I believe I'll just go home. I believe I'll surprise everybody and just show up. Come on, come on, church. He's on in here. Grab some wayfaring pilgrim and bring them on with you. Praise God. Bring some departed soul with you and say, we're glad you're back. Back home. Put on the robe, the sandals on your feet. You're back in the family. Our brother that was lost is found, was dead, is alive.
With my heart overflows, that's what I miss the most.
See ya. Come on home. Pull up to the table. Receive forever. Glory. Don't give up on one another. Don't give up on one another. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. all the way back home. God's waited on you. Sister, welcome home, departed one. Welcome back. Woo!